singing this morning, ain't you? The Lord has truly blessed us to be able to have the Dalton Gang with us this morning, and most of all to reflect on the songs that they've sung for us, and to certainly realize that God is still in control.
Amen.
And there's nothing that you and I face that God cannot bring us through and give us the strength that we stand in need of. And I'm thankful for your testimony, Tom, about how that when God shows up and does the impossible, that you and I look at it and say it was a miracle. And to the Lord, Kenny, all it was a spoken word. No such things as miracles in heaven. It's just God's word spoken that made it all possible. In the book of Isaiah, real quickly, if you'll go there this morning, and over in the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, preaching to you a thought that will go right along with part of our Sunday school this morning, as well as some of these songs that they have sung for us today. And the Lord laid us upon our hearts, so I want to try to preach for a few minutes of time. From the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, if you found it and like to stand for the reading of God's word at this time, he says, starting at the fifth verse in our reading today, he says, "Thus saith God, the Lord, he hath that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that stretched forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee a covenant of thy people for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images." And stop reading there, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. Let me preach to you for a few minutes of time from a text, a subject matter that God has laid upon my heart. It's very simple this morning, and it's entitled Prison. The Bible teaches us about prison. How many of you have ever been in prison? Some of you will raise your hands. Others will at the end of the message. Because we've all been in prison in one way or another. Biblically speaking, in the Hebrew, the Bible says that prison means this. In fact, throughout the Word of God, it's a place. It was that was windowless dungeons where people were placed. And most of these were below ground. And sometimes it was a cave or a pit where they were put. And prisoners were bound or chained when they were placed there. When I began to think about what led me to this thought this morning, I should say, is that I was thinking one day that I'm in this world, but it's almost like I'm in a prison. I'm here, but yet I'm not. And I'm bound by the things of this life and the things of this world. And sometimes my spirit just wants to be set free. Because, Brother Ron, I don't want to leave before my time, but how many of you know what I'm trying to preach about this morning? That even though we're here and we enjoy life, we enjoy our families and friends and our church, we feel like we're in prison because we're not where we want to be. We're separated from those that we really want to be with and to enjoy. And this thought that came to my heart, I began to think about some of our forefathers that was in prison, that they were locked up in a literal prison. Joseph and Jeremiah, and I wrote these down so I wouldn't forget them, and Jedekiah, and also John and Peter and Paul and Silas, Samson, and most of all our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They've all could testify about being locked up in a prison, in a dark dungeon to where a place that you couldn't even see the light of day. It was darkness all around, and they kept them there. And I thought about this as we was coming to church this morning, that they kept them in a dark place so they wouldn't see all the things that they were missing. And that reminded me of some of our people today. Satan's got them locked up in a dark place, and they can't see all the things that they're missing that God has in store for them. I thought about it by this, way. A lot of folks that are in prison fall under a few different categories. There are those that's in prison because they're guilty. And some of us was in a prison because we were guilty. But I also thought that there are also some innocent people that's in prison. Those that's been blamed for things that they did not do. And there's some folks there like that. There's some folks that's outside of prison that should be in prison. Amen? Because they've done things worse than some of those that's in prison themselves. And then there's also those categories, Bill, that are guilty by association. How many of you was ever guilty because of the people that you ran with? Some of you don't want to confess on a Sunday morning. But it's true. It was those that we was running with that got us in trouble. And by law, if you're caught with the ones that's doing the offense, you're just as guilty as they are because you was with them. Can I put this in for good measure? Be careful who you run with. Be careful. And then the Bible also teaches us, and we know this in society as well, is that there are those that's in prison because they took on themselves the guilt of others. And I believe that with all my heart. And some of you say, well, we know that there was one man like that. And his name was Jesus Christ. He was innocent, but he took on your guilt and my guilt. And he went to prison. From Pilate's hall to prison, to the cross, to the grave. But let's not leave him there victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third and appointed day. And he's coming back to get us and to loose us from the final prisons that we've been locked up in our lives. And I want to share this with you because a prison is more than just a place with bars upon it, the walls and the doors and the windows. But a prison can be a physical place naturally. There are people that are in prison that are locked up in a hospital. There are folks that are in prison and they're over here in the nursing home or in the rehab center. Because, and this is Roger's definition, you know what a prison is? It's a place where you don't belong. And there are those that, not just a physical place, but there are those that are in a mental prison. Because the devil has come against them and put their mind in a prison so that they cannot do or perform the way they want to because it's the devil that comes against them. And folks, people say, do you really believe that the devil does those types of things today? And the answer is yes, the devil is working hard to lock you up in a prison in some form or another. He's not changed. And then there are those that's in a spiritual prison. How many of you remember when you was lost and undone without God? The devil had you locked up in a place that he told you that you could not get out of. But there was a stronger man that come by my house. When I was locked up and I could not get out, this strong man come in and he broke down the walls that the devil had built around my life. Some of you help me preach in a few minutes. We've all been in a prison, and even as Christians today, and I believe I'm preaching to mostly Christians this morning, that when we look at our lives, the devil will come against us to try to constantly put us in a prison of one form or another. Whether it be a physical, a spiritual, or a mental prison, he comes against us. There are homes that the devil has come against, and he's put them in a prison. And folks, there's very little that you and I can do against the devil. But aren't you glad that you know God, the Son of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, which is able to go into places where you and I cannot go, when you and I don't have the key to get out of that prison, and our family and friends. You know what Jesus said unto them in the book of Matthew, in the 26th chapter, he said that he would say unto them that I was a hungered, and you gave me not to eat, and I was thirsty, and you gave me not to drink, and I was in prison, and you visited me not. Church, we need to go and visit those that's in the prisons. And people say, well, I can't go to Chillicothe, or I can't go down to LaGrange or Paducah or somewhere like that and visit the prisons. But we have people that's in our congregation that's in prison. We've got family members that's in prison. And folks, what we need to do is keep telling them and reminding them, yes, the devil may have you locked up, but I know the man that's got the keys to open the door and allow you to come out victorious over him. And folks, it's not just a spiritual warfare, but it's also a mental warfare and a physical warfare that the devil tries to put some of us in prisons. Tom testified how he come against him with his sight, and the devil comes against us with many different ways and many different forms. But folks, we have the power through the name of Jesus Christ that if we'll call upon him, can somebody hear the keys rattling as he's coming close to the prison that he's, the devil's got you locked up in? He may have us locked up for a day or two, but Larry, he cannot keep me for eternity, because I am a child of the living God. And although I may be in prison today, one day, in just a few more days, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, the final prison that this boy is in, God's going to call and the devil's going to have to let go. I'm going to move from this prison home where I'll be free for all eternity. I'm tired of being locked up. I'm tired of being pressed down. I'm tired of the devil using us and walking on us and playing with our minds and trying to cause us to feel defeated all the time. I am not defeated. I am a victor in Jesus Christ. I have not been bound up, but Jesus said, I come to loose you, to set you free today. And I'm glad that God can't set us free if we'll just call upon him. The Bible teaches us that many of our people that are locked up, and this is the other one I want to share with you, and then I'll preach for a few minutes and close. It's something or someone that has you bound. And folks, we ought to be careful not to put a brother or sister in prison today. People say, I would never do that to them. We have to be careful what we say and how we act and the things that we do. Folks, in fact, let me just preach it like this morning. When I go and visit, and I haven't done this in a few years, but when I've been to the prisons and I have preached there in services, I cannot look down upon one of them that is there, because I'm just as guilty as those that are locked up in the penal system of our country. And folks, when a lost man, woman, boy, or girl comes into the house of God, I cannot look at them and say that I am any better than what they are, because I was once just as guilty as they are. I was once locked up in the inner prison, and I was put into a place where there was no hope at all for me. But praise God, Jesus came by my house and he opened the door of the prison. Can I go over to the book of Acts real quickly this morning and preach to you as I close today? The Bible says that Paul and Silas was locked up in prison. The devil come against them because they preached the gospel, and he locked them up down in the inner cell, and they put chains and bound them. But you know what, church, and this is for us this morning, I need to say this this morning if I can, Brother Larry. No, it doesn't matter how deep the Satan has got you locked up. Some of us, he's taken us down so far in a pit that we could not even see the light of day, that there was no way that we could even see a sun ray come through the doors where we was locked up. But you know what Paul and Silas did, church, as I close this morning? When they was locked up and there was no hope for them, when the world threw up their hands and said they're in prison and there's nothing that we could do, the Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They did not pray to Buddha. They didn't pray to Muhammad, but they prayed to Jehovah Jireh, my God, my provider. God heard out of heaven. And the Bible says that they prayed and sang praises unto God. When you are locked up, don't give up. Just keep praying and singing praises unto God. And look what happened. And the prisoners heard them. Something I got to close. And this morning. I understand that. But I got to preach for a few minutes of time this morning. Brother Kenny, the world will look at us and say, how can they sing a song when all the bad things going on in their life? How can they sing when they're locked up in his prison? I can sing my song because I'm not singing about Roger Grammer. I can sing my song because I'm not singing about the Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. You know what I'm singing about? I'm singing about the one who set me free for all eternity. And folks, I believe it just like this. If he could set me free from that prison, there's no jailhouse that can hold me since God set me free today. The Bible says that the prisoners heard them when they prayed and sang. But it would have been something just for that to happen. Can I encourage you today? I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what kind of prison you're in. And I got to just follow my heart this morning. I said it's going to close real quickly. But you know, there are many different prisons that the devil will put us in. He'll put us in a prison of doubt. Anybody ever doubt it? God said it, and we doubt it. The devil will put you in a prison. There's times when we put into a prison of that we have no confidence. The devil's taken away from us. How many of you prayed in times past and you wondered if God even heard it? You know what the devil will do? He'll come against you and he'll lock you up in a prison and say, why should you pray? God won't even hear and answer your prayers. And there's times we all go through those dry spells. Don't let me get you wrong this morning. There's times that the devil will come against us and he will lock us in a prison because of guilt. We know we're guilty. Anybody ever done anything and everybody else says it's all right, but deep down inside your heart you know that you are guilty, that you are wrong? You know what? I've worked with some people and had some people that we call friends. And what they'll do is they'll tell you that all the things that we do in the world, there's not a thing wrong with them. And they'll try to put you in a guilt and try to put you in a prison because they say it's okay, but God says it's wrong. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what the world says. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. Stay out of that prison and be free today. Oh, some of you. You want the preacher to preach. The devil will put us in a prison over our past. You know what I've come to realize, Brother Eli, and I've said this many times in recent years here preaching. Used to, when the devil come against me and try to lock me up, I'd argue with him. I learned several years ago that he brings enough of the truth. You know what I do now? I disagree with him. I disagree quickly. And I say, you know what? You're right. I am wrong. I am guilty. And I deserve to go to hell for all eternity. But Satan, have you heard about Jesus Christ of Nazareth? Have you heard that by his stripes I am healed? Have you heard because he died, I can live? Have you heard, Satan, that his judgment, his humiliation was taken away from him? And while he was dying on the cross, I'm the one that he saw out there that said, Father, I pray for these that you have given unto me. I pray that, Lord, that you will keep them and guard them. Yes, Satan, you're wrong. Right. I deserve to go to hell. But praise God, Jesus came. He gave me life. There's times that Satan will lock us up, Debbie, in prisons about the future. How many of you are scared about the future? Just raise your hands this morning. People say, what are you so scared about the future? Like your song that you sung. I know when I die, I'm going to heaven, Kenny Banks. There's no question about that. But folks, I'm locked up in a prison because when I get down to the end of life, I dread some terrible disease coming upon me. People say, oh, preachers ought not preach like this. I'm just being open with you this morning. I don't believe in trying to sugarcoat it. I believe in preaching it the way the Word of God says. I'm scared about when I get down to the end of life's way, Sister Edwina. And I know God said in his word that I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. I know what he said, I'll be there. I know when Lazarus died, the Bible says that God dispatched angels to be his pallbearers and come and get him. I know the Bible says that when we leave this body, our soul will take a flight to heaven. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm scared about what happens in between. That time that's there, Satan's got me locked up in a prison. But you know what? I've come to the conclusion of that, folks, it doesn't matter what happens in that span of time. God said, I'll walk with you. And another writer in the book of Isaiah, a few more chapters back, you know what he said, Larry Jones? He said, I will hold to your hand. I'm glad that even though I might be in a prison, I can feel the presence of an almighty God who said, when you walk down that corridor, when you're going down the life's last journey, that I'll be there to hold on to your hand and guide you safe over. So it's not a prison to me anymore. At least in my spirit. The devil will put you in a prison of making us feel less than. Less than. How many of you today, as the writer says in his word, feel that you're not worthy to even be in amongst a group like this? Much less feeling worthy that you get to go to heaven. You know, I've done nothing to get to deserve to go there. Sometimes he'll come and lock us up and say, why are you so happy? Why are you so joyous about the things that you get to go to heaven for? And you know what? I've come to the conclusion of, you, when I was a young Christian, I used to think about the streets of gold, the walls of jasper, and the gates of pearl, and all the mansions that are there. But in my latter years, you know what I'm so excited about when he comes against me and makes me feel less than? It's just that I do not have to spend eternity with you. You liar. You the deceiver. You're the one that calls many of men and women have to die and go to hell. And folks, we ought to rejoice as a Baptist church on a Sunday morning that the devil cannot have me in that prison anymore. I have been set free. I do not spend eternity in hell and destruction, but as little as I might be and as undeserving as I might be also, one day, as they get a song of invitation for us this morning, one day you know what you're going to do? You're going to hear a voice shout out in heaven that I have been set free. My prison walls have been broke down. The door has been opened, and I will be a voice forever singing in glory instead of locked up in a prison. And folks say, well, what can we do to get by while we're here? And I need to start using that cordless mic because I feel like walking around this morning. But let me tell you what we can do here. Every time the devil comes against us and tries to lock us up in a prison, remind him whose you are today. I'm not just some Joe off the street, but I am a born again child of the living God. You might lock me up for a little while, but devil, you cannot hold me because God has set me free. And he set you free. Book of Acts, while the Dalton gang gets me a song of invitation. Real quickly. The Bible says, they prayed and they sang. How many of you are locked up in prisons this morning? Be open. Some of you that, and I need to say this, and I'm not being judgmental, God knows my heart. But some of you, when you talk to me and others, and when they talk to me, and I hear things about this going on in your life and that going on in that life. And I'm not talking about hearsays. I'm not talking about gossip. I'm talking about true facts. When I hear that, I think, Lord, help them and what they're going through. You know what the devil's trying to do? He's trying to lock you up in a prison to where you can't get out. He's got your mind locked up. He's got your heart locked up. It's where that all you do all day long is you think about that circumstance. You think about that turmoil. You think about that situation. He's got you locked up. You can't even enjoy a church service anymore. And I'm preaching to somebody this morning, Ron. You're in such a prison that you can't even enjoy living anymore. You look at your life and you look at everything's going around and what's going on, and you're just being defeated time after time after time. You know what it's time for the children of God to do? Start praying. You say, well, I prayed and I prayed. Start singing this morning. You say, well, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. It doesn't matter whether you can carry a tune or not. You're not singing for me. You're not singing for the congregation. You're singing for God today. And when you sing for Him, He'll enjoy the song and He'll set you free out of the prison. The Bible says they prayed and they sang, and look here. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Oh, I've got to find a hushing place this morning. Larry, the devil's had me locked up in prisons. And folks, I thought I'd never get out. I've been where you're at today. But then all of a sudden, anybody ever felt the ground shaking around you when you felt the presence of the Holy Spirit coming into your household? And people say, well, I'm not talking about the natural ground. I'm talking about the place where my house is at. I could feel it shaking because there was a mighty power that was coming over us. The Holy Spirit was coming in. And when the Holy Spirit comes in, you know what? He said, I didn't come to bind you. I didn't come to make you a captive. But Jesus said, I come to that you might have life and have it abundantly. I come to set you free today. And if I set you free, you are free indeed today. No longer can you allow the devil hold you in that prison. But get up and walk out today. People say, I can't do it. You can do it when the Lord sends a great earthquake and the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately the doors were open and everyone's bands was loose. You know what they did? And I got to close. You know what they did when the prison doors were opened up and the bands were set off of them? They got up and they walked out. Let me give some Christians some advice this morning. God's already opened the door. You know what you have to do? You have a decision right now. You can sit there in that prison or you can get up and walk out. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I want to walk out. I want to be set free from the prison that the devil has got me locked up in. Some of you need to be set free this morning. I ask you why they sing right now. Let's all stand. If you're tired of being locked up, get up and walk out and come to Jesus Christ and let Him set you free today. Come on.
I remember my
days
in darkness without sunshine or light to lead my way.
The voice knows I've already prayed.
Calling
I'm trying to sing it again.
To the arms of my Maker to stay. Oh, and I long to be His home.